We've come into the place where you are. We've come into the place where you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can have a seat. I would like to acknowledge the privilege and the honor to be here this morning to teach the word. So I want to say thank you so much to Pastor Temitope Omoba. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you because there's light in your word this morning. Every saint is edified. We are all strengthened in the knowledge of your son, Jesus. That this morning, we all behold ourselves in Christ as you see us in him. In the name of Jesus, he is glorified and we are edified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Christ our sufficiency. Christ our sufficiency. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Christ our sufficiency. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you? Or letters of commendation from you? Are we there? Verse 2. Ye are epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stones, but in fleshly tables of the earth. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward. Nor that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Paul here is saying that our sufficiency is of God. If you look very closely at that verse, verse 5, when it says our sufficiency is of God, you observe that the word is there is italicized. Are we together? Are we together? Now, when we have a word in italics, it means in the original, it wasn't there. It wasn't in the original manuscript. So when you read it, it will sound like our sufficiency of God. Or better still, of also is not there, our sufficiency God. Are we together? Our sufficiency God. Paul is saying that the believer's sufficiency is God. We have the God sufficiency. Say after me, say, I have God sufficiency. Say, I have God sufficiency. In verse 3, he says, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the earth. In that verse, it makes a differentiation of what the old covenant, or what we can call the law of Moses. Are we together? That which was written on the tables of stone and of the Spirit in us. Are we together? Are we together? When it says written not with ink, written not with ink, but in fleshly tables of the earth, is speaking about how that the new covenant is not paper. Are we together? The new covenant is not a document. The new covenant is not a book. Are we together? The new covenant is actually that which is written. Written not in, on tables of stone, not with letter, not the letter, are we together? But written in our hearts. Written in our hearts. He's pointing our attention to the fact that the new covenant today is in men. Hallelujah. The new covenant is in men. The new covenant is in men. The written document explains that reality. Are we together? Genesis to Malachi, all through even the New Testament document, Matthew to Revelation, they explain that reality of God's sufficiency in men, of the sufficiency of God in men. In Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, I'll read from verse 33 and I want us to follow through. Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, hallelujah. From verse 33. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no man, or no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. Hallelujah. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. In verse 33, observe what he says. I will put my law in their inward parts. The word law there will imply his will and his willingness. Hallelujah. His will and his willingness. His ability. In Ezekiel's prophecy, in Ezekiel 36, I'll read from verse 25 to 28. Ezekiel chapter 36. Hallelujah. From verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. In the originals, when it says, I'll give you, or will I give you, that word give there is the same word with the word put that we have there. Are we together? It's the word Natan in the Hebrew, N-A-T-H-A-N. It is actually to put within. More like he's letting us see that how we are today as believers in the fulfilled covenant of God in Christ, in the new covenant, God's ability and God's spirit was put in us. God deposited that sufficiency, which is the spirit, in us. He put his spirit within us. So when we read verse 26, it sounds like, or it's better put like, a new heart also will I put within you. Are we there? And a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stoning heart out of your flesh. I'll give you an heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit. Right. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk. Essentially, he's showing us that as believers in Christ, all we have within us is what God put there. In verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 3, 11, the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Say the Spirit of the living God. That I say the Spirit of the living God. Not in tables. Verse 4, and such trust have we through Christ to God's word, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, God. Are we together? But our sufficiency, God. He's showing us that as believers, the ministry which we proclaim, the ministry which we have, is because we are able to do it because of how he has made us. The New Testament ministry that we proclaim and that we do is because he made us sufficient. The spirit of the message we proclaim is a spirit in us. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. The spirit, the very details of the message that we preach is the reality of who we are. Hallelujah. The message we preach is the message of Christ's sufficiency. That sufficiency is in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the representation and demonstration of that sufficiency. In verse 4, it says, and such trust have we through Christ to God's word. The word trust there implies confidence. Confidence is the word pepoitesis in the Greek. P-E-P-O-T-H-E-S-I-S. Confidence. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 15, the same book, Paul has used that word, pepoitesis, in 2 Corinthians 1:15. And in this confidence, I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit. The word confidence. 2 Corinthians 8:22. 2 Corinthians 8:22. Hallelujah. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Confidence. In 2 Corinthians 10:2. 2 Corinthians 10:2. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. So when it says in 2 Corinthians 3:4, and such trust have we through Christ to God's word, it's showing us that in this new covenant, in the facts and the details of this new covenant, every believer is confident. Hallelujah. The God's sufficiency is our confidence. We are confident people. We are confident in what he has done. We are confident in how he has made us. In verse 5, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. The new creation has no claim in the natural. Hallelujah. The new creation has no hold, no claim on human capabilities. The new creation has no hold on the ability of the flesh. Hallelujah. Our very existence is eternal dependence on God. Our very existence is eternal dependence on God. When we examine the fact of what Christ has accomplished, the flesh never glories. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's open our Bibles there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'll read quickly from verse 29. 1 Corinthians 1 from verse 29. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. According as it is written. That is to say, he was quoting from the Old Testament scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and verse 24. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The glory of the new creation, the boast of the new creation is in the God within. The glory and the boast of the believer is in the sufficiency within. Hallelujah. The spirit within. God within. Our confidence is not a self-based confidence. Our confidence is not based on human reasonings. Our confidence is not based on human intelligence. Our confidence is not based on human science. Our confidence is not based on human philosophy. Our confidence is based on how he has made us. Hallelujah. Our confidence is based on who he made us as, on who we are, on what we have. Hallelujah. Our confidence is the God within. When it says in 2 Corinthians 3, look at it again, everyone. Verse 5. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. There's so much assurance in knowing that God is our sufficiency. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. The word able there is the word ikano in the Greek. H-I-K-A-N-O-O. H-I-K-A-N-O-O. Used just twice. Hallelujah. In the New Testament Greek lexicon, there are other words from the same root, like ikanos, ikanotis. Ikanotis is sufficiency. Are we together? Well, ikano is just twice. Yeah, and in Colossians 1:12, giving thanks to the Father, hallelujah, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The word meet there. He has made us meet. When it says able ministers, the word able there from I can know we imply competent. Competent. Hallelujah. Sufficient. Sufficient. Meet. Capable. It speaks of a supply within. Hallelujah. A full supply within. An abundant supply within. An abundant capacity within. An abundant ability within. It's showing us that every believer, hallelujah, hallelujah, every believer is born sufficient. We're giving birth to that way with God's sufficiency. That's why there is nothing of God that the believer cannot do. There's nothing of God that the believer cannot say. There's nothing of God that the believer needs to acquire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing that is in Christ that you need to acquire by your effort. It's in already. Say in already. Showing us that we have God as our sufficiency. We do not just have the power of God in us. We have the God of the power in us. Hallelujah. We do not just have the power of God in us. We have the God of the power in us. We have God himself as our assistance within. God himself as our sufficiency within. God himself as our competency. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It implies that the believer, he was born with divine qualification. The believer was given birth to that. That's how you are now. Hallelujah. With divine qualification. God himself is our qualification. God himself is our inexhaustible supply. God himself is our inexhaustible supply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who also hath made us able, fit, competent ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What was he saying? He's showing us that the Spirit within the believer is our competence. Why don't I struggle? Why don't you struggle to do the works of God? Why should a believer not be doing trial and error? Because of the Spirit within. Hallelujah. Because of the reality and accomplishment of Christ's work within. Hallelujah. Because the new covenant in itself, the new covenant in itself means competence. The new covenant in itself means sufficiency. The new covenant in itself means accomplishment. Hallelujah. In John chapter 14, when Jesus was speaking about that which he was just about to accomplish, speaking prior to his death, burial, and resurrection. Can we open our Bibles there? John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. John chapter 14. I'll read from verse 1, and I need us to pay very good attention. John 14, if you are there, shall glory. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. That's identification. Where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, which is the truth, that is the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Verse 11, everyone. I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Because I go unto my Father, there implies the authority in his resurrection. Are we together? Because I go unto my Father, there will be referring to his resurrection. The authority in his resurrection. The right hand. Are we there? Are we there? Alright. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commands or commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. This was Jesus speaking about what was to be accomplished in his resurrection. How that upon his resurrection, the Father will be indwelling the Son. The Father will be in the church. Hallelujah. The church will be the people of the Spirit. The people of God's competence. The people of God's sufficiency. Hallelujah. The people of God's sufficiency. In Psalms 110, look at verse 3. Psalms 110, verse 3. Psalms 110, verse 3. Hallelujah. Thy people willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Showing us the people in his resurrection as the army of God. People that are born willing, born ready. Born ready with the power and the Spirit of God within. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Hallelujah. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. And lo, that word lo implies a knowledge. To see and to know. It's the word ido in the Greek. That word lo, ido, I-D-O-U. I-D-O-U. See, I am with you always. See, I am with you. What is he saying? He's saying that discipleship is an essential fact, an acknowledgement of the Spirit within. Showing us that discipleship is an essential acknowledgement of the Spirit within. I am with you. It will mean that the one that has been sent with the ministry as the one who sent him within him. I'll say it again. The one that has been sent to do the work of ministry, are we the ones? Hallelujah. Is it the church? If you are the one, can you shout glory? Glory. All right. The one who sent is within. The one who sent. The one who sent is within. His ability, his efficiency, his competence is within you. Say within me. Say within me. The one who sent us is within us. He made us, hallelujah, he made us with himself in us. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter speaking about the believer. Speaking about the church, I want us to quickly see that. 1 Peter 2. Our sufficiency is of God. Say, I have Christ's sufficiency. I have God's sufficiency. I have Christ's sufficiency. I have God's sufficiency. 1 Peter chapter 2. If you're there, shout glory. From verse 4. To homecoming as unto a living stone. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He built us that way. He made us that way with ability. Hallelujah. With sufficiency. There is no believer that is incapable. Hallelujah. There's no incapable believer. There's no believer that has power leakage or ability leakage or deficiency. He built up us up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verse 6, are we there? Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, precious, But unto them which were disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation. Say, I am a chosen generation. That's not loud enough. Say, I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. Say, I am a royal priesthood. Say, I am an holy nation. Say, I am a peculiar people. All right. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He made us ready for his ministry. Understanding who you are is seeing his sufficiency in you. His ability in you. Hallelujah. How he made you. He says, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. The word peculiar people is from the Greek word peripoesis. Peripoesis. P-E-R-I-P-O-I-E-S-I-S. Peripoesis. From the word poesis is the word poio in the Greek, P-O-I-E-O, which is to fashion and to manufacture. Are we together? He's saying that when you see a believer, you will see all ability God has in making. Hallelujah. The existence of God's creativity and ability is you. Hallelujah. All God's wisdom in fashioning is the believer standing or sitting here today. That word has its roots in Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. Let's open our Bibles there. There is no believer that is without power or ability. Exodus chapter 19. That's where we don't struggle to do. We were born that way with ability. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exodus 19:4. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Are you there? Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Observe verse 5. Peculiar treasure. The word peculiar treasure is the Hebrew word segula. S-E-G-U-L-L-A-H. Segula. S-E-G-U-L-L-A-H. Prophet Malachi used that word again in his prophecy about who the church is. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. Let's open the Bibles there. Malachi 3 verse 17. Say, I'm precious. That's not loud enough. Say, I'm precious. His value. Say, God's value is within me. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. Glory, 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 glory. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I'll spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. That word jewels. That's peculiar treasure. Glory to God forevermore. In Psalms 135 verse 4. In Psalms 135 verse 4. He made us sufficient. Totally dependent on him. Hallelujah. He made us with his ability. Psalms 135 verse 4. Once you're there, shout glory. Okay, not everybody is there yet. Once you are there, shout glory. Glory. All right. Psalms 135 verse 4. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. That's about the church. And Israel, the spiritual Israel, for his peculiar treasure. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. That's segula. His priceless possession. His priceless possession. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Once you shall glory. Verse 8. Okay, I'm almost there. Then now, I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and human singers, and the delight of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. When peculiar treasure is used in the ancient time or referred to, it is that special possession of the king that has its value to be beyond silver and gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The value is over all and beyond all. In 1 Peter chapter 1, look at verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Our worth is in redemption. How he made us. Glory to God forevermore. And that's why we are ever able, ever ready to preach the same redemption. Because each time the believer stands before an unbeliever to proclaim the gospel, he's actually explaining how he came into being. Hallelujah. When you stand before an unbeliever and you want to preach the gospel, the explanation of the gospel is actually your reality. The explanation of the gospel is your explanation in Christ. How that because Christ died, because he was buried, risen from the dead, hallelujah, the Spirit was given and the Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. And you, the man with the Spirit, whose value is beyond silver and gold, you are not standing before him, hallelujah, to produce the same thing out of him, to translate him from the authority of darkness to the kingdom of light. Hey, hallelujah. The Spirit in Christ's resurrection is in you. What does that imply? Meaning that ministry is natural to you. Hallelujah. Ministry is natural to you. You know, when a believer says, I'm timid, I don't know how to start. Pastor, you've been doing this thing for a long time. You know, I just got saved yesterday. How will I now stand before an unbeliever? Hallelujah. He's acting outside who he is. Hallelujah. Every believer, the day you became a believer, that day you were sufficient to teach. Discipleship is for you to be aware of that sufficiency. You were born competent, able, peculiar treasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Men with divine sufficiency. Men with God as that sufficiency. Men with the Spirit. When Jesus was going to describe us again, Jesus called us true worshipers. Hallelujah. True worshipers. In John chapter 4, open your Bible to John 4. Say, I have Christ's sufficiency. Men with competence, with sufficiency from within, the true worshipers. Those who do not lack the how, hallelujah, to ministry. Amen. Those who do not lack the how, the technical know-how. Yeah, I don't know how. Each time you speak that way, you are speaking against the sufficiency within. Hallelujah. I know how. I was born with how. Born with direction. Born with light. Paul in Philippians 3. Open your Bible there. Hallelujah. Paul in Philippians 3. Look at it. Verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. The believer will not for once ask his confidence in the flesh. You don't have your confidence in the flesh, and you can never. That is why each time the believer's boast is about material accomplishment, he's acting besides himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have no confidence in the flesh. Look at what Paul says. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. If you are there, can you shout glory? Of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss, ruin, damage for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, or Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his, and the fellowship of his, being made conformable unto his. So when Paul says in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, he wasn't saying, I want to know him. Are we together? He's saying that I may know him is a step from the confidence of the flesh to righteousness, which is by faith in Christ. Are we together? How that he moved from the confidence of the flesh to the knowledge of God. That already happened to him. That is in spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. Are we together? So that I may know him is not a pursuit. Neither is he a reach. He's therefore showing us that spiritual maturity will make you to rest on Christ within more. You stay resolute on Christ's sufficiency. That's maturity. You leave the confidence of the flesh behind. That's what he's saying in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Can we all read verse 15 together, loud and clear? Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal. 16. Nevertheless, let us, when it says already attained, that word already attained is different from the word attained you see in verse 11 and 12. Is the word phtano in Greek, P-H-T-H-A-N-O, phtano, P-H, the word attained there is from the Greek word phtano, P-H-T-H-A-N-O, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, let's see how that word was used there, Matthew 12, 28, quickly open your Bible there, Matthew 12, verse 28, but if I cast out devils, if you are there, shall glory. But if I cast out devils, that's demons, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. That word is come. Is come. It has already arrived. So what is he saying? He's saying that this arrival is an arrival at the knowledge of Christ. At the confidence of the Spirit, not confidence in the flesh. So when he says, let us mind the same rule, he's showing us that our spiritual growth or Christianity is minding sufficiency within. How each time a believer is taught to pursue at all costs material things, some people even call it inheritance. Are we together? They are taking you away from the spiritual fact of Christ within, or better still, from looking at the Spirit within. From looking, they are taking you away from looking at God's sufficiency. So minding the same rule is for the believer to stay resolute on what Christ has done and what Christ has accomplished within. Are we together? To keep our gaze on Christ within. Christ as the source of power. Christ as the energy for ministry. Christ as the ability for ministry. Christ as the sufficiency of all things. Hallelujah. 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 Say Christ is within. Say the Spirit is within. The Spirit is within. 2 Corinthians 3. Come back there. 2 Corinthians 3. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, God, who also hath made us sufficient ministers. Is it clear? We've corrected it. Sufficient ministers of the New Testament. The word minister there is the word diakonio in the Greek. D-I-A. K-O-N-E-O, diakonio. It's from the word diakonia. Diakonio is like one who waits in a restaurant. Are we together? He waits to distribute. Each time you talk about a minister or a diaconio, what to distribute is not produced by him on his own accord. Are we together? For example, if you go to a restaurant, there's an already made provision for what to distribute. Are we together? So when it says sufficient ministers, he's showing us that what to do, what to discharge and distribute is already given. Are we together? Already within. The endowments, the faculties, the abilities are in. Your own work is to distribute based on the sufficiency in you. Hallelujah. Why is it that if someone, for example, wakes me up from sleep, I can preach from sleep. Hallelujah. I can speak in tongues from sleep. It's because my confidence is Christ. Same thing about us. Our sufficiency is Christ. It's not a function of how well you understand English language. Whether it's in Yoruba or in Igbo. Hallelujah. Power must flow. Gospel must flow. Why? He made us spiritually competent. Amen. 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 This competency is not a function of literacy. Even though literacy is important. But that's not it. I can speak good English. Fluent English. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about the ability of the risen one within. Hallelujah. The victory of Christ within. The triumph of Christ within. Hallelujah. How that every believer is born victorious. Born more than a conqueror. Born able, capable, powerful to preach. Say he's in me. Say he's within me. Say I have his sufficiency. So when he calls us ministers, he's showing us that we need not to try to generate power. There is an unending generating system in you. Hallelujah. Ever working. Ephesians 1. That was what Paul was praying for the church to see. Hallelujah. From verse 15. I say just to make mention of it in my prayers. Giving thanks to God that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. We prayed it this morning twice. Hallelujah. We prayed it on Wednesday, yeah. We prayed it in Kaduna as well. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the wisdom of the Spirit, which is revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. The eyes of your understanding being flooded with light, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19, that's where I'm going. And the exceeding, say exceeding. That's not loud enough. Say exceeding. That word exceeding is from the Greek word hyperbalo. Hyperbalo is to throw beyond the target. I like the way Pastor Chris Olusegun-Onayinka will put it. It's like you want to kill a mosquito and you're using a machine gun. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is superlative. Superlative. Hallelujah. Exceeding greatness. In 2 Corinthians 3:10, this 2 Corinthians 3, it was used as the glory that excelleth. The new covenant, excelleth. That word excelleth. In Ephesians 2:7, exceeding riches of his grace, exceeding. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 14, exceeding. Hallelujah. Abounding. Glory to God forevermore. Exceeding greatness. Say greatness. The word greatness there is from the Greek word megethos. M-E-G-E-T-H-O-S. Megethos implies magnitude. Vast, vast magnitude. Exceeding greatness of his power. Hallelujah. Say his power. The word power there is from the Greek word dunamis. D-U-N-A-M-A-I-S. An inherent ability that is capable of reproducing itself. An unending source of energy and strength. Of virtue and ability. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exceeding greatness of his power. To us, what we believe. Is that us? The believing one. Is that us? Is that us? He says, according to the working. That word working is from the Greek word energia. E-N-E-R-G-E-I-A. Ever working. You don't need to start it or put it on. Hallelujah. It's not like you are on a generator. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power within is ever effectual of his mighty power. The word mighty there is the word ischos in the Greek. I-S-C-H-U-S. Ischos. Mighty. Ischos means availing. He speaks of strength. Then he now says power. Power there is the word kratos in the Greek. K-R-A-T-O-S. Usually used for conquest and victory. What is he saying? He's saying that power is the power in you. The power in me. The scholars have said, and it's true, that the highest concentration of the power ever in scripture is in that verse 19 of Ephesians 1. Upabalo, megetos, right? Right? Dunamis, energio, ishkos kratos, to show us that the believer is the mighty force of power, the bank of omnipotence, the strength of the king is who you are, the army of his resurrection. Hallelujah. The spirit within means we are a strong battalion, force of heavenly strength, force of might, force of power. Hallelujah. Christ, the one who rose from the dead, is within. Hallelujah. Christ, the one who triumphed hell, who triumphed sin, who triumphed death, is in. I can never imagine a day of inability. I can never imagine a day of insufficiency. The eternal sufficiency of God is in me. Say in me. Say in me. Say in me. That is why we are always on the move. Never indolent. Always active. Why? The spirit within is ever active. Ever fireful. Ever powerful. That's what he was saying in 2 Corinthians 3. Open your Bible there again. Verse 6. Who also hath made us able ministers, sufficient distributors of the new covenant, not of the letter. Letter there we imply that which was written on tables of stone. Are we together? Not of the law, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Verse 7, are you there? But if the ministration of death, written and engraving in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which was to be abolished or done away. Verse 8, loud and clear. So he calls the New Testament the ministration of the Spirit. Why? Because Paul has already explained that the believer has the Spirit, therefore he can minister the Spirit. Hallelujah. Romans 5:5, hope maketh not ashamed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which he has given to us. Ephesians 1:13-14. It makes it clear that after that we have trusted, hallelujah, the gospel of our salvation, he seated us with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same thing he has said in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 5, the Spirit within. 1 John 3:24. 1 John 4:13, the Spirit within. Consistent with what Jesus said, which we have read in John 14:17-18. Hallelujah. The ministry that we minister is what is in us. That ministry is how you are, who you are. I minister the New Testament because the New Testament reality is in me. The ministration of the Spirit. In verse 9, he says, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. He calls again that the sufficiency is righteousness. Observe that in chapter 5, open your Bible there, the same book, the continuation, in chapter 5, verse 21, for he hath made him sin for us. Are we there? Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are the righteousness of God in Christ, therefore we minister righteousness. He's saying that the one who is in Christ ministers righteousness and is therefore not supposed to be sin conscious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are not a minister of sin, making people to sin all around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are father conscious. We are spirit within conscious. Hallelujah. We are God conscious, not demon conscious. We are righteousness conscious. Hallelujah. Not sin conscious. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is who we are. Therefore, our ministry is righteousness. So the ministration of the Spirit is the ministration of righteousness. In Romans chapter 3, open your Bible there. Romans chapter 3. You see Paul's explanation of righteousness as the faithfulness of God. Glory to God forevermore. Or the faithfulness of Christ. Romans 3 verse 21. Or from verse 20 rather. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Verse 21. If you are there, can you shout glory?
Glory.
But now, the righteousness of God without the law. That word without is the word choris in the Greek. C-H-O-R-I-S. C-H-O-R-I-S. Apart from. Apart from. The righteousness of God apart from the law is manifested. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Or better still, you can say by the faithfulness. Is it clear? By the faithfulness of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. Verse 25, look at it. Or 24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. On God hath set forth propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Paul presents to us the new covenant as the righteousness of God, the justice of God, the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Romans 4, look at verse 1. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, had found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. He used the fact of Abraham as an explanation from the Old Testament scriptures. How that he was justified apart from his works. To show us that sufficiency, hallelujah, to minister sufficiency will imply human input is not needed. When we preach this gospel, it is the supply of God's strength. Man can only believe or trust in. Are we together? Are we together? We are sufficient ministers of God's righteousness. Can you say after me? I'm a sufficient minister of God's righteousness. Each time a man stands before an unbeliever and tells him 77 keys to make heaven, he's actually insulting God and insulting himself. Hallelujah. You're insulting yourself. Because you came into existence by God's sufficiency outside your input. That is where there is no boast in the flesh. So we stand before men to tell them about God's virtue in Christ. Christ's strength, Christ's valor, and Christ's manliness. His excellence, what he did. There is no excellence in the transactional gospel. There is no excellence in the message that demands from man. Sufficiency means God is God alone, all by himself. Sufficiency means he does not need human approval, neither does he need human input. Sufficiency means when I stand, all I mention, all I preach is Christ. Sufficiency means I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. It lays no claim on the flesh. No hold on human works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it again. Verse 3. Romans 4, 3. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Genesis 15, 5 and 6. Verse 4. Now to him that walketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. Can you read verse 5, everybody? But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describes the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. In verse 7, when it says, whose sins are covered, we must not mistake that for atonement. It's not saying atoned, no. The word covered there is the Greek word epikalupto. What I call it? Epikalupto. E-P-I-K-A-L-U-P-T-O. It is a figurative word for forgiveness. To take out of sight. Are we together? To take away. To remove. To take out of sight. If you're very observant, you observe that before that verse 6 and verse 7, he has made reference to the Old Testament scriptures, Abraham. Right? Then the next thing he did was to make reference to David. Are we together? And that's Psalm 32. So let's open the Bible to Psalm 32. We read from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 32, from verse 1 to 5. God's sufficiency means he's God all by himself. He does not need any man's impute. Hallelujah. 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 I'm a sufficient minister of the sufficient God. Hallelujah. A sufficient minister of God's sufficiency. If you're in Psalm 32, can you shout glory? Psalm 32, 1 to 5. Hallelujah. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That word covered, are you there? Is the Hebrew word kasah. K-A-S-A-H. What do I call it? Kasah. It is to take out of sight, to remove. Not, it's not saying to pacify. It's not atone. Are we together? Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Are you there? Verse 5. Just look at verse 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. He uses the word kasai again. My iniquity have I not covered. My iniquity have I not been able to remove. Hallelujah. How that it is impossible for man to forgive himself. It is impossible for man to take away his sins. Hallelujah. My iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin. Acknowledge there is to see the reason for Christ's work. That is what John referenced in 1 John 1 verse 9. Hallelujah. Look at the opening Bible to 1 John 1 9. Let's be fast. 1 John 1 9. Our message is the message of God's sufficiency. The new covenant is the message of the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. And his power of eternal security outside man's impute or maintenance. Hallelujah. 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 1 John 1 9. 1 John 1 9. 1 John 1 9. If you are there, can you shout glory? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive sins and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. That was John speaking to the unbelieving folks at their time. If you confess, hallelujah, if you acknowledge that there is a need that Christ already forgave or has already come in the flesh to take away sins, hallelujah, then you receive what he has done. It is in the same vein that if you read a place like Proverbs 28 verse 13, Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, whosoever covereth his sin shall not prosper. That verse is not a verse for cursing people when they are committing sin. No. Whosoever covereth his sin shall not prosper in covering his sin. That's what he's saying. He's showing how that it is impossible for man to achieve the covering of his sin. Rather, he believes in Christ's forgiveness, in God's sufficiency in Christ. Open your Bible to Proverbs 28, 13 and 14. What is the new covenant that we preach? God is sufficient all by himself. Hallelujah. There's no confidence or boast in the flesh. Hallelujah. Our trust, our confidence is in Christ and Christ alone. Can you say Christ and Christ alone? Christ and Christ alone. Christ and Christ alone. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Hallelujah. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy, shall obtain compassion. Are we together? He's showing the impossibility of man to take away his sin. Hence, the need for God's omnipotence. Paul will therefore now say, the word mercy there is the word racham, compassion. Paul will therefore now say in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Say the power of God unto salvation. Our gospel is power. Our message is power. It needs no human input, no input of the flesh, no material input. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All eternal in itself. All eternal in itself. Everything is about Christ. All glory. Can you say, all glory is unto him, unto Christ, the one who rose again. That is the ministration of righteousness. The ministration of righteousness is the ministration of God's sufficiency. That's why the one who is saved is called the righteousness of God. What does that mean? When you see, for example, when you see my brother now, are we together? And we say he's the righteousness of God. We are saying, in other words, listen carefully, he's the power of God. He's God's sufficiency. Hallelujah. He's the proof of God's sufficiency. He's the power, the ability of God. He's the proof that he's the just and the justifier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The believer, therefore, is the representation of God's omnipotence, of God's power, the representation of the effectiveness of the gospel. That's why it's a strange thing for a believer to have a difficulty in discipling others. He has not acknowledged the fact that he's a sufficient minister enough. Hallelujah. 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 Our job, therefore, our Christian work, therefore, is an acknowledgement of the sufficiency within. Our Christian work, therefore, is an acknowledgement. An acknowledgement, a deliberate and consistent acknowledgement of Christ's sufficiency, of the sufficiency within. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1, can you open your Bible there? I'll read verse 11 to 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, we minister the spirit, not the flesh. Our trust is in his power alone, in his resurrection alone, hallelujah, in his grace alone. 1 Timothy 1, 11, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me. That's endunamo. E-N, the word enabled there. E-N-D-U-N-A-M-O-O. He empowered us. He hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Look at verse 13, everyone. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. Every time you are asked, or there is a question, a reason, a question as to why are you this bold? Why are you who you are? Hallelujah. Christ within is always the answer. Always the answer. Sufficiency within is always the answer. Christ, my qualification. Christ, my power. Christ, my total dependence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My absolute trust is in him. Hallelujah. My absolute confidence is in him, in his accomplishment, and in the spirit within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That therefore, we never faint. Therefore, we never stop. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are never unstoppable. Hallelujah. Say, he is in me. Open your Bible back to 2 Corinthians 3, and let's see carefully. 2 Corinthians 3, the ministration of righteousness. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3. If you are there, can you shout glory? Look at verse 10. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, but by reason of the glory that excelleth, upabalo. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then, can we see? Seeing then, you see that now? That we have such hope, we use. Seeing what he has done. Hallelujah. Seeing how that the Lord could not stand the ground of God's grace. Hallelujah. seeing that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Seeing how that this glory excelleth beyond all. Hallelujah. Seeing therefore the abolish, or better still, the destruction of the law, we use great plainness. The word plainness there is the word parousia in the Greek. Parousia. P-A-R-R-H-E-S-I-A. It means confidence and frank speech. Hallelujah. We can always stand, hallelujah, to proclaim. We are always audacious in the spirit. Great plainness of speech. Great plainness of speech there is the declaration of the testimony of Christ. The preaching of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 16. Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Hallelujah. It says we once knew Christ after the flesh. Now know we him no more. Henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry, definite and specific, absolute, the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Hallelujah. And hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ. Hallelujah. As though God did beseech the world by us, we pray the world in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. Verse 21. For he hath made him sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The ministry is Christ alone. Jesus explained again in John chapter 6, this ministry as the Spirit. John chapter 6. Can we open the Bibles there? John 6, 35. John 6. Open the Bible there. Verse 35. Once you are there, can you shout glory? Shout glory. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise. Say in no wise. Say in no wise. That's something to rejoice about. It's a shouting verse actually. I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. What was he speaking about? His resurrection and the life in his resurrection. In verse 46, look at it. Are we there? Verse 46, are you there? Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Bread is therefore spiritual. You see some people, they lift bread. Bread of agege. And maybe a non-believer made. Your body broken for us. No. Not physical bread. Hallelujah. Bread, we imply Christ and what he did. In fact, much more right now in his resurrection, it will now mean the church. 1 Corinthians 10, 17 says, we are partakers of that one bread. Hallelujah. One body, one bread. The body, the church in his resurrection. Can we continue? Can we continue? Look at verse 49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, explained, which I will give for the life of the world. Verse 52. The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, this is not cannibalism. Hallelujah. This is faith. To drink and to eat is to believe. Hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed. Say meat indeed. That's not loud enough. Say meat indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. Say drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Identification. Oneness. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Verse 59, can we read together loud and clear? As he taught, 60. Continue, 62. What? And if I see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. 63. It is the spirit that the flesh, the words that I speak unto you, that is the bread is spirit and the blood is spirit. Hallelujah. That is why we don't need the input of any natural thing. If you take a man born of a spirit and you throw him into a desert where people are, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will produce a giant church for Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. You know, we have believers today. If pastor sends them to go start a church in a place, the next thing they will be asking for is, pastor, send money. Send money for all instruments. Let's get everything so we can attract people. That's how people lose sight of the New Testament ministry. The sufficiency and the competency of the New Testament ministry does not need any material thing. Just you. Just you, the ready believer, the believer conscious, ever ready with the reality of this message. Just you, no material thing, no material input. You don't need a cross, a dangling cross, to preach Christ. In fact, that you are holding something like that is an insult to the understanding of Christ. When somebody holds a bottle of oil and say, this bottle is the Holy Ghost mysteriously packaged, is a false teacher. God's sufficiency is not in natural things, it's in the church. God's sufficiency is not in material things, it's the believer. In the believer, in the message, outside material things. The blood is spirit, the water is spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every believer is therefore ready, made ready already to preach. In Galatians 3, I'll read from verse 2 to 5. Open your Bible there. Galatians 3, 2 to 5. Hallelujah. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles amongst you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith will mean the opposite of the law. That will mean the grace of Christ. As he already said in Galatians 1:6. Hallelujah. The grace of Christ. That is the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith. Observe also what he says. He says, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh what? Miracles. He's showing us that there are tangible, miraculous activities in the Spirit. Tangible, miraculous faculties, expressions, and demonstrations in the Spirit. Albeit not outside the message. The new covenant has its own tangible expressions of the miraculous. Hallelujah. And every believer is already sufficient to minister the Spirit, the message, and the miracles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, can we quickly open the Bible there? 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. From verse 1. Now concerning spirituals, pneumaticals, the things of the Spirit and the things that pertain to the Spirit of the man in Christ. Brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Say the same Spirit. The word diversities there means varieties. From the word diversities, varieties. The same Spirit. Verse 5. Now there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. He's saying that it is the same God which worketh all the gifts in all the ministries, all the gifts in all the administrations. Observe that in verse 4 he mentioned gifts, in verse 5 he mentioned administrations. So all in all is showing us that the Spirit is the one who worketh everything in all. Hallelujah. The sufficiency of the Spirit. Ever working ability of the Spirit. Such that today the church is not deficient of any gift in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when we understand this, you will now begin to look at the concept of fivefold ministry. We won't go into that this morning. When a pastor tells you, he says, I'm an apostle, I don't know how to teach the word. You need to ask a question about the Spirit in him. Because the most dominant expression of the Spirit within is teaching. That's the most dominant. Yeah, my own is just to prophesy. To prophesy, I can't teach. Which Spirit is in user? The Spirit is in us with all ability. Is in us with all completeness. All there is to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worketh all in all. Can we continue? But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with her. That word manifestation is the giving of the Spirit. The unveiling of the Spirit, the indwelling of the Spirit in every believer. He says it is to profit with her. The word profit with her there is the word sumphero in the Greek. S-U-M-P-H-E-R-O, sumphero. It's used, that word you have to use as expedient, advantage, common good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. For to one, a better way to put that is, for in one or through one is given by the Spirit a word of wisdom. Another, a word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Another, faith by the same Spirit. Another, gift of healing by the same Spirit. Working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirit, kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. He mentions nine. Or what Kata divided them into three categories. All trans gifts. Hallelujah. Power gifts and revelational gifts. Observe a consistent usage of word by Paul. The same Spirit. He cannot use the same Spirit and be saying that a believer has gift of tongues, is lacking miracles. Another one has that. It makes no sense. The same Spirit. That is sufficiency and ability. Sufficiency and what? Ability. To mean that wherever the believer stands today, he has all the endowments and faculties, which he called gifts, charisma, within him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must not function below expectation. God has put all in you. Brother, my sister. Hallelujah. The gospel and the charismatics, or better still, the charisma of the gospel. All endowments are in you. Tongues, supernatural language. Acts chapter 2, all of them spoke in tongues. In Acts 1:14, you will discover that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was part of those who were gathered. All. In Acts 10, in the house of Cornelius, all of them. Acts 19, the people Paul met at the upper coast of Ephesus, all of them. To show us that all the things in the Spirit are always in the believer. See, do you know what is happening to us in Christian meetings? The reason for a local church. We are having vital experience and discovery in the practical terms of the things in us. The vital experience and discovery in practical terms of the things in us. That's why Paul will say in 1 Corinthians 14, when you gather together, when you come together, verse 26, each one of you should have a psalm, a doctrine, an interpretation, a revelation. Are we together? Vital discovery of the sufficiency in you, in me. And now that I can distribute and make another believer edified. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John were going to the temple, the gate of the temple, called Beautiful, when they got there, a man was there for 40 years. He has been lame for 40 years. Silver and gold have I known. But such as I have, do you know the person speaking? Peter. Peter, the one that in the later part of the synoptic account, a woman, a lady, just a small girl was asking him, are you the disciple of Jesus? I'm not. Oh, what changed the spirit within? The same Peter. Peter. The same John. What happened? How come there was much boldness, much radicality, much audacity? The spirit. The spirit has changed everything. Silver and gold have I known. But such as I have. But such as I have. There is such as I have in everybody here. There is such as you have. The spirit within, the ability within. The one who makes us never to be timid. Even if you are not a public speaker, you don't need that public speaking to ability to speak. You don't need oration. All you need to do is to stand before men and open your mouth and rest on the spirit within, and you begin to speak the gospel. You begin to proclaim the gospel. You begin to manifest the gospel in Sokoto, Zamfara, Enugu, Mina, everywhere, Jos, Patanda, Lake Tigaha, everywhere. With the ability of the spirit, there are no hard grounds. There are no straight places. Why? The spirit is within. The one who has sent is in me, going with me everywhere, manifesting himself in me everywhere, speaking through me, expressing through me, walking through me, is in me, manifesting himself, such as I have, such as you have. Shapalaka tondalika saka. We are a fireful church, glorious church, with the spirit and the passion of the risen King. Such as I have. Can you open your Bible there as I round off this teaching? Acts 3:12. Shamba kalebo korobo kosaya. Yaka olobo kore kesipe kerebo kopori akatonde legedea. Hey! Acts 3:12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at thee? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? Peter was saying, it is the power within. It's righteousness within. The strength within. Look at verse 16. And his name, called Sontolia, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him at giving him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What was it that Simon, the one who was just saved, in Acts chapter 8 saw, and he said, give me this power. He saw the expression of God's sufficiency in men as utterance. When people began to speak, hallelujah, hallelujah, in tongues, to interpret in tongues, to edify saints. He saw power. He knew this is not human calculations. This is not human conjectures. Power is power. Power is real. He saw tangibility of the expression of God's sufficiency in men. What we make, just one man, Philip, he turned the whole Samaria around. Philip, he was not saying, send many people to me. No. The spirit within. The spirit within. The spirit within. Acts chapter 19, Paul. By the time you read verse 11, special wonders, signs and wonders, special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. such that even aprons were taken from his body. And as they put it on people, demons jumped out. In verse 20, and so mightily grieved the word of God and prevailed. Paul, the spirit within. Hallelujah. Peter, the spirit within. John, the spirit within. Can you call your name and shout the spirit within? Call your name loud again. Say, shout the spirit within. Can you stand up and pray in other tongues? Just pray in other tongues. Asha, pa, ba, ba, ba. Sufficiency within. Ability within. Effectiveness within. Efficiency within. Open your mouth and pray well. Pray well. Pray well. Pray well. Shaka baka gogoguru. Yaka lego roko tondi leba kaskaidia. Shaka baka gogogoteya. Epo roko toko 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 toko. Shaka dago. Christ my sufficiency. Etagada bakoto koto kudo. Etagada balatoto. Ebrekete skondolo bokoto pa. Ishalia. Ishagadoyo. Eparatida. Isokio. Erakata kada barakatonde le bokoa. Ekerekete kete kete. There are no hard places. Eshogodo. No hard grounds for this sufficiency. For this full supply, a probo condi arabaske librocotondia, shalarababa, shake a lebuku, opreke deke digoliaka, a saya, a shadow, a gadege, otatida, ikadaya, a ladigo, or rotazo, a baraya, ishata dadaya, orakino monta, isolio, isagadida, a prekete legatosha. Prekedelekatondia, a solico loporo cotana catuza, a peracatonda lata, a shalaka yata, a rete,